Talk about Imam Malik rahimahullah. We said he had a lot of students from many different continents, from many different countries. People will travel, and we're going to talk about stories like that. People travel from the end of the world seeking the Imam of Medina, Imam Malik. So what did he have that people will come all the way to him to learn from him? Now, by the way, the school of Maliki or Madhab al-Maliki is kind of common in Europe. Spain, Italy, these places around the world, because of Abdurrahman al-Dakhil, that Khalifa, when the Spain was called, of course, Andalus, the Muslim country, he took that madhab there and he kind of spread it over there. So until today, if you go to these countries, you will see a lot of people who follow Imam Malik. Anyway, we said that Khalifa at his time, Harun al-Rashid, and we said he was one of the biggest, greatest emperors of all time. The Muslim empire was so huge at his time, and we said many times before, he used to talk to the cloud, saying to it, you can go and give your reign anywhere you want, it's going to be in my land. So this is how big his country was. He heard about Imam Malik, although, by the way, at his time, there was a lot of great imams. Not only Imam Malik was there. There was a lot of great imams. They're not very famous, but they had a lot of knowledge. But Imam Malik had something special. We're going to talk about it, inshallah, later. So the Khalifa Harun al-Rashid sent to Imam Malik. Of course, the Khalifa was in Iraq, and Imam Malik was in Medina. He said, come and teach my children. I have two sons. I want you to teach them the knowledge of Islam. So, of course, this is a great honor. Khalifa himself, you know, imagine the president sending you a letter telling you. Of course, not only that, you're going to get a lot of money for that. You're going to get a close place to the Khalifa. You're going to do, it's a lot of, you know, advantages to that. Imam Malik did not want to leave Medina. And that's what we said before. Imam Malik never left Medina, except to Mecca, to do Hajj, and that's it. He never been anywhere else. He loved Medina a lot. So he sent the letter back to the Khalifa. Of course, he does not want to make the Khalifa upset with him because they will get in trouble. So I said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, that the letter says, Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, or the Khalifa, the president, A'azzak Allah, may Allah give you dignity. What did he start with that? Because people of knowledge should be given dignity as well. When people do not give respect to the people of knowledge, that's when knowledge is lost. So he said, may Allah give you dignity. You people, Abbasiyin, the Abbasiyin, we said, they relate themselves to Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is somewhat true. You people are the people of knowledge. So which means, you know, we're nothing compared to you. Again, he's trying to smooth things out a little bit for him. And if you want, you can give knowledge a lot of dignity. Then he said his famous statement, as we said until this day, Al-ilmu yu'ta wa la ya'ti. If you want knowledge, you go to knowledge. Knowledge is not going to come to you. So at this point, of course, the Khalifa could not get mad. He wanted to get mad, but he could not because the letter was nice. So he sent back to Harun al-Rashid, Imam Malik. Harun al-Rashid sends to Imam Malik. He said, very well, I will send my two sons from Iraq all the way to Medina to learn in your class. Imam Malik sent him back, I have one condition. You see how much dignity he had. He's talking to the Khalifa himself and not any Khalifa. Harun al-Rashid is one big Khalifa. We can have a lot of talks about him. So I sent back to Harun al-Rashid, I have one condition. If you want to send your children to me, they should not لا يتخطون الرقاب, which means they should not walk over heads, which means they're not going to get any special treatment. Wherever they come to my class, they find a free spot, they sit in there. I'm not going to give them the front row or just a place by me just because they are your children. And by the way, once connection starts playing in knowledge, knowledge is lost. You cannot really hope for much coming out whenever connection plays with that. And unfortunately, at our time, you can become a doctor with connections without going to school. Which is, subhanAllah, it's happening. Anyway, Imam Malik said that's fine. Again, to agree all these conditions, that means, Harun Rashid said that's fine. So that he really loved Imam Malik. But now, later on, years after that, Harun Rashid himself goes to Medina. And he had some kind of castle in Medina himself. So he sends to Imam Malik, please come and visit me at my castle. Now he's in Medina, he's not in Iraq, he's not in a different country, he's still in Medina. Imam Malik sends him back, if you want knowledge, you come to knowledge, knowledge does not come to you. Now at this point, Harun al-Rashid got mad. This is too much now. I'm in Medina, you not have to travel to another country, and you're not even going to see me. What did he do after that?